obviously you can't get what you want, so you block me.
So we just friends, I take no offense. You wanna know what's next? I can't like that, kinda depends. I can't like that, kinda depends. Why'd you say it again? Why'd you say it again?
Why don't you say it again? Why don't you say it again? Why don't you say it again? Why don't you say it again?
Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Nothing from nothing leaves nothing. Gotta have something if you wanna be with me. Not trying to be your hero, 'cause that zero is too cold.
This is Christian Players Association. I'm trying to do my intro. For some reason, it won't let me play the song I want to play. I need my intro, though, so...
Hold it, dog! Yeah!
Association Mondays 5 to 6 p.m. the usual. Somebody left their water bottle here. It's a tiny, I don't know why you'd ever need this little water. It's 12 fluid ounces, however much that is. That's like a beer or a can of soda. Why would you ever need this little water? This is that's a waste of I don't know. Lots of plastic for so little water. I reuse the same plastic water bottle for, like, months at a time. I don't know if I should be doing that. It doesn't, like, look icky or anything. I probably shouldn't be doing that. But I don't know. Whenever I buy, like, a reusable one, I use it. Because I lose it because I'm clumsy. One time I left one, and I had, like, a bottle full of water, and I left it in my lecture hall, and it sat there. And, like, somebody put it on a table for, like, the person to come claim it. But I didn't know if it was mine or not. Like, because maybe somebody had the same bottle and they lost it. And then, I washed as the water sat in it and just slowly grew mold. That's pretty disgusting. But, like, it wasn't my fault. I guess it was kind of my fault. But, like, I didn't take it. I kind of just left it there and somebody threw it out. So, yeah, that's why I just buy water bottles and reuse them. When I come around, Green Day.
Someone that is beyond the crowd that just said
I come around, Green Day. Somebody left their, I think it's the same notebook I talked about last week. Somebody left like a notebook in the studio, so I ripped a piece of paper out of it. I'm gonna draw something, because there's also this color stay, wait, oh, is this mascara? Yeah. Alright, well, I'm using whatever this is to draw. I'm gonna draw like a dog or something, I think, or a cat. I've been told that I should get a creative hobby, so maybe this will be it. Yeah. Coming up, Puddle Splashers, Cap'n Jazz. I like Cap'n Jazz. It was between this and Oh Messy Life. But, you know, I had to go with the deeper cut, even though they're, like, both big songs. All right, well, who cares? Puddle Splashers. Oh, what the f... All right. You know what? This is dumb. It's not letting me play it for my playlist, so now I gotta look it up on Spotify. Alright, here, enjoy it.
We're busy touching to a dizzy stupid. We're busy touching to a dizzy stupid. Busy touching, we're dizzy stupid. Busy touching, we're dizzy stupid. Busy touching, we're dizzy stupid. Busy touching.
Splashers. Wait, let me see how long this, how loud is this? Sorry, I'm looking at how to draw a dog on Google. I think I'm doing pretty good. I looked it up. I'm using whatever a liquid eye pen is. There's a lot of different makeup you use on eyes, from what I know. From the things I've heard. I've done a bit of reading. There's things like mascara and eyeshadow. That's at least two of them. So, I'm trying to draw this dog right now. It's not working out the best. I don't know what kind of dog it is. I'll name him Sparky. But coming up, we should have... Let me see if my playlist is finally fucking working. So, excuse my language. Coming up, John Woo Flick, Conway the Machine.
Tell them rap niggas we taking over. Had to change the flow up. Now I'm in the Maybach, sipping a Spade Mimosa. Take a big and make a quota with the baker soda. Pray to Jehovah, K with the shoulder strap. Spray is over. Wait, hold up. If I say so, spray a roller, spray the fold up. Niggas good fellas like Ray Liotta. Spray 80, the baby woke up. Shoot a sniff the yay, he need to wake his nose up. I'm from the east side, the niggas over there be wild. Catching bodies, throwing bullets like Aaron Rodgers.
Talk to him,
I'm looking at these rap niggas like, is there a problem?
I'm part
the
poppin',
middle of your head like Larry Johnson. Cush in the morning, drink my yak in the day. I'm tired of hearing old niggas talk
talking about back in the day. Fuck, I ride around with two things. That's a Mac and a K. Act like I play, I'm pulling up and I'ma blast you away. Yeah. I need to see the money pile over. My shooter coming off the bench like Kyle Korver. Had the body for a one and left with foul odor. I'm Kobe Bryant on my team. I'm the fucking closer. Sway 80, the baby woke up. Baby woke up. The whole house heard that shit, nigga. Spray 80, the baby with everything, nigga. They show you hit everything, nigga. Empty them clips on Spray 80, the baby woke up. Yeah. Derringer compared to RZA. I'm compared to niggas that'll stab you in your face with a pair of scissors. Hold that. Course side watching the Wizards. Cartier's expensive. Air to extend it. How you laying somewhere in the tents? Swinging his Mac, I'm clearing the fences. Enough shooters on my team to embarrass the Pistons. Nigga, the trap empty. All I had, kitchenware and a biscuit. That's it. I need a pile of dirty cash or somewhere I can rinse it. This for my niggas in the Fed Max who prayed daily. I remember that. My dog pulled his mask up and sprayed 80. That's Wayne Perry shit. Y'all niggas Wayne Brady's. Y'all pussy. I'm leaving with your daughter if you can't pay me. What's poppin'? These OGs round me, real veterans. Facts. My shooter's real reckless. It take a lot for me to feel threatened, nigga. In interviews, they asking real questions. Like what? Like, is you still hustling? Your videos, you using real weapons? No comment. If it's time to clip you, we the ones to move. I got the call about it before I seen it on the news. Like brown interior, the seats peanut butter too. The whole gang be doing life if we leave it up to you. You're a rat, everybody nigga. G, till they get hit with a hawk. Hit with walk a hawk. The main line in the L and get hit with a fork. Had a clientele's list that was big as New York. That's why the door on my bedroom thick as a vault. The butcher, yo, nigga.
No bricks in the off-white Ramoa. The shit see-through, we rockin' for the culture. Bodies on each pole, keep actin' like you know us. Nightmares, we running out of soda. So much Dior home, thought I was Kim Jong. Fuck it, cop me an island, dip the pigeon go. Kick another brick, then the kitchen close. Ran up in the slot, can take that nigga phone. Catch him in the cell, my ox sprayed him up. He did it for some more, you went to pray him up. Still wearing gloves. B.O. beat me in the mess hall with all my blush. Inshallah, I see a hundred. Get caught with it, I'll be home in three summers. Get caught without it, might not live to speak about it. My nigga still got 40, he might not leave about it.
Spray 80, the baby woke up. Yeah, shit real, man. Spray 80, the baby woke up.
John Woo Flick, Conway the Machine, lost 3 listeners during that song. They just can't handle that Griselda. I was on Twitter, so somebody, you don't need the whole background, and I know I'm preaching to a choir here, you guys can't respond, but I feel like you guys also did. As a kid, did you, and by as a, I don't know, who cares, I don't know, when I was younger, I used to like take tortilla chips and put them on a plate. And I just grab whatever cheese, not the plastic kind. I like the plastic cheese, but I take like shredded cheese and I just put them on all the chips, and then I just microwave them. And they were bad, but some, I don't know why, I was craving them a bit ago. Those really shitty, crappy, no good nachos, microwave nachos. And there's usually just be one good chip, and then my sisters would try to take it from me. Assholes. Lots of longer songs today. Made this playlist this morning before I called my mom. She told me she listened to my last show. I forgot what I talked about on that show, but hopefully it wasn't too bad. Maybe she's listening to this one. Hi, Mom. Coming up late, Kanye West.
I wait for that. If you had a taste of that, you probably pay for that. I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right. I'll be late for that. I can't wait for that. I think I was made for that. So I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right. All your blood clot crying. I was flying, made it to school with barely enough time to sign in. Yeah, I hear the alarm. Yeah, I hear your mom. Yeah, yeah, I don't wanna be broke when I'm 31. They said the best classes go to the fastest. Sorry, Mr. West, it's no good classes. And that's what your ass get. Not even electives, not even prerequisites. You mean I missed my major by a couple of seconds? Now I'm in the shop class or the basket weaving with all the rest of the motherfuckers underachieving. Man, this is an insult. I went to junior high with all of them and they been slow. If I can catch the beat, then slow down the tempo. Just notice at the end if I'm too late for the intro. Well, I make it from the student loans to a benzo. Like old folks pissing, I guess it all depends. Oh, oh. I'll be late for that, baby, I wait for that. If you had a taste of that, you probably pay for that. I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right. I'll be late for that, I can't wait for that. I think I was made for that. So I'm coming in when I feel like to turn this motherfucker up only if it feels right. You know when you be late, you miss all the lights. That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
That's right.
And when you get back, she gon' start up a fight. That night.
That night.
That night. Baby, it's too late for that. Lately, I've been taking it slow. Try and make it to the party for the guest list clothes. With the freshest hoes, the professors know. We about to get real, I'm professional. Like them Eskimos, what would you do for a Klondike? Or two dykes that look Christina Milian like? I'll be on time for that. I ain't thought of no line that could rhyme with that. Yo, I'll be there in 5 minutes. 5 hours later, I'll be there in 5 minutes. Go ahead, ride with it. I'm so live with it. Look how I did it. Been bullshitting, but I finally arrived with it. I know it's late and I took all year, but you can stop complaining cause I'm finally here.
I had some topic. I think I had something. I wrote something I'm gonna talk about. Let's go. All right. Somebody I went to high school with. Don't like them too much. Not. I mean, personally, they haven't done anything to me. They're a bit annoying. My friends don't like them. So by proxy, I guess I don't. I have to. But like, all right. I love, you know, this is the only, like, extracurricular thing I do. You know, besides this, I spend time sitting in my room, watching YouTube, playing Xbox, you know, all the things that a growing, 19-year-old man should do. And, so, you know, good on you if you have an actual involved extracurricular that you do, because God knows I can't do that. And, so she's a place for their club, for the, Rutgers club basketball team. You know, come on, Rutgers, really? All right, but whatever. You know, I'm a Jersey guy, but I don't know. There's nothing very witty about this commentary that I have. It's just like, you know, and she posts, like, game day. It's Rutgers club basketball game day. Who gives a shit? Nobody's coming to your games. You're a club basketball. You're not even, like, people are more likely to come to your game if you're intramural. You know, you get some friends come in there, you know, maybe get a little crowd going, you know, people, because people are into it. They care about you. Club basketball? You're posting about you're going to go play TCNJ in Ewing, New Jersey? I couldn't even find Ewing on a map. You know, there's nothing funny or witty here. It's just confusing to me. You know, I'm happy that she's found her passion. It's a shame that her passion is club basketball. It could have been something worthwhile. I don't know, something more productive, like, I don't know, crochet. You could resell crochet. What are you doing with club basketball? But, you know, I guess my passion's talking into a mic by myself, so she's got me there. Tongue-tied free throw. You know, thinking about it a bit more, maybe I'm a bit too harsh on myself, but, you know, I could be harsh on her, too. I could be a critical for your club basketball passions. Goddamn hoop dreams. You know? I don't get it. And you know what? I never will. Yeah. I shouldn't say that. Hopefully one day I get it. I should understand things. But, you know, I'm being critical because, you know, I got friends. You know, they got some very, you know, valid, cool passions and interests. You know, I got, you know, friends that work out a ton. You know, they look great. And I got ones that, you know, they play instruments. They're super cool. You know, what the fuck do I do? Not trying to be too self-detrimental, because, you know, that's sad. Nobody wants to hear a guy in a cafe basement whine about how tough his life is, especially when it's not very tough. But that's what I mean. You know, I just kind of sit there. You know, I was trying to, I bought some books. I was like, earlier this semester, I was like, you know what, I'm going to read a bit I think I've read like 30 pages. But, you know, maybe this will light a spark in me, realizing that this, maybe by spite of this woman playing club basketball, you know, it's not like this isn't just some like random woman in the abstract. Like I personally know her. Don't like her too much. Bad music taste, but that's coming from the guy with the pretentious music taste. So I don't know what would make me happy. But coming up, Harvey, Alex G.
Success for my body, success for my friends.
Harvey, Alex G. Bit of a jump in topics, but I don't really know how to segue this. You know, I don't partake in the gadgets and gizmos, you know, no carts, no vapes for me. No, I don't judge, you know, I think of it, I would say, yeah, I'm a judgmental guy. I was gonna try to mince it. I'm judgmental, but I'll keep that to myself. I don't think, it's not a personal thing, but you know, but I don't partake in the gadgets and gizmos, but I got some friends that do. And I was hanging out at, like, well, one, I know a guy. He got a 6-gram Delta 8 cart for $20. You know, it's Delta 8. It's not, but for $20, I don't even think it's Delta 8. That's probably, like, Delta 5. That's probably, like, that's DDT. They spray that on the plants to kill the bugs. You know, it's definitely some wicked ish going on in there. And then got another friend. He got a vape for $25, and it's also a phone. Talked to my dad on it for a little bit. It's a speaker. I was playing a lot of stuff. We got some Blink-182 on the vape phone. You know, very entire. If there's anything that would get me to buy a vape, it'd be one of the ones that have like Bejeweled on it. I'd be playing like Match 3 games on the bus. Just like, you know, flicking around, trying to get the 3 diamonds, you know, take a little puff and then cough my lungs out because I'm a little baby. But, you know, I was thinking about that. And I was just like, you know, I was like, I wonder what like my friends are inhaling. But if anything, I think I should start doing this stuff. I should start hitting the carts, hitting the vapes, because, you know, people are like, oh, you're going to get lung cancer. Oh, you're going to get popcorn lung. It's toughening it up. It's getting stronger, you know. It's like taking smaller doses of poison to get rid of the big poison. You know, the planet's going to shit. The air's probably getting worse. You know, the EPA, they're gonna get slashed. We're not even gonna be able to monitor the pollutants in the air anymore. And you're telling me I shouldn't be training my lungs with a gas station cart, with a cake cart? How about you shove it? All right. You know, my doctor, you shouldn't hit fucking gas station carts. What do you know? What do you know about anything? So what if I'm a freak by Snow Strippers?
Push on to my pores, I can't see your face, but I'm listening. Sometimes I wonder if you like it when I'm dying for it. So
balance more. Sometimes I wonder if you like it when I'm dying for it. So what if I'm afraid? I only have myself in
mind. Fun fact!
So what if I'm a freak? Snow strippers. You know, I like the word freak as an insult. And, you know, we shouldn't be ashamed of who we are, you know, all of that. You know, we should be more open about sex and all that. You know, ooh, scary word. You know, but the word freak has adopted a new definition among the youth. And, well, I guess not the, you know what I mean. You know, it's more of a positive term. And I don't like that because, you know, when I'm, like, talking to my friends and they say something, you know, I call them a freak, you know. You know, I want them to feel like there's something wrong with them. Because there is, usually, when I'm saying that. And, you know, now if I'm like, you're a freak, and they're like, yeah, so what, I'm freaky. No, it's not good. It's not. You know, you shouldn't be, your heart shouldn't grow larger if I call you a freak. It should be small, and you should feel bad about yourself. I should be belittling you. But that's enough of that. Coming up, we got... Oh, my God. I am... Actually, wait. No, these next songs are pretty long. Maybe I timed this correctly. But coming up, we got Daylight Robbery, Imogen Heap. We'll be right back. Daylight Robbery, Imogen Heap. Yeah, a bit of a deep cut off that album for you. How you like the taste of that? How you like them apples? Y'all ever see Good Will Hunting? That's a great movie. It's a pretty good movie. 8 out of 10. So you gotta watch more movies. I'm not even doing the easy things, the easy hobbies. Like, I'm not reading, I'm not consuming media, because I'm too busy consuming the bad media. I'm, like, too busy on TikTok and, like, playing Black Ops 6, grinding for... Why do I do that? Why do I, you know, I'm, like, playing Black Ops 6, I'm using a gun I don't even like, because I gotta get the camo. Yeah. Why am I doing this? I'm stuck in the rat race, man. I gotta break out of the Matrix. I'm gonna start watching Andrew Tate pretty soon. Coming up, we got a song I like. Reminds me of being back home in central New Jersey and eating yummy food. Because, I don't know. Changes by A$AP Rocky.
Got a text from this girl I used to see, saying that she chose this other guy with whom she wanna be with. Look, I apologize, but this message fucked me up. Then I would skeet every girl after replying, best of luck to you. Fast forward a couple months, I'm like, what's up with you? Cause something changed and I know you feel it, but really it's been a little minute. Ain't nothing changed but the address. My neighbors hate how I be living. Mad as a loud rich nigga in the building. Like, fuck all the other tenants. Fuck mine, boy, you written. Running. Rich niggas in the feelings. Running. Bitch niggas in the feelings. Bands packed, lips sack, packed like I'm leaving home. Ain't no one to let me go, I thought she made me mine. I was on the road on tour. She just said I changed for the world. Red flags, rain bags, facts, guess she need me more. Had to let your heart go, I guess he needed more. Sweetest smile, upside down. I'll be cruel to you. Don't know if you love me or not. These ain't monkey bars from no fucking kitty pop. Itching with the chicky pox, nigga shitting on them, need my litty box. Link gone, see the fox.
That's how you feel, nigga.
Oh, three, right. Billy Park by the Kenny shop, 50 Vicky Fox. Time to give them what they want, rock, Kim and Law mixed with Vicky Pop. Where nigga from the block, square bitches give me box. She pussy pop the Iggy Pop. Pussy niggas really pop.
Thanks for the light, waiting for the light, change for a lifetime.
What a wonderful night.
Thanks for the night, drinks for the night, waiting for the right time.
What a wonderful life.
Change for the better, change for the worse. Change it all. But I get it, I feel better.
My biggest distractions is that I get distracted. People suing me for shit that didn't happen. I wonder how the world would be if they didn't have me. Bullshit. Wake up to my explore page, see my ex is engaged, or either getting married, or had a baby with some nigga, or either 3 months postnatal posting up that little nigga pappy. I wonder if they really happy or just getting at me.
ASAP Rocky. How loud am I right now? I am not that loud. I got bored while waiting for the song to end, because this is the longest song. Nope, that's not the longest song I'm playing today. The longest song is 4 seconds longer. 4 seconds. I looked up the term salad days, because I read it, and I was like, what does that even mean? Well, I know what it means, but like, you know. Fun facts, some fun facts for you guys. Shakespeare made it. It was in Antony and Cleopatra. And it's because, and it's called your salad days, because that's when, you know, it's in your youth, and you're green, because you're inexperienced, but you're also, you know, you're also cold, because, I don't really know, because it, I don't know, I'm not doing Shakespearean analysis for you guys, but, like, I don't know, yeah, I don't know much these days. Wikipedia, because I was thinking of the Mac DeMarco album, but it's used in film, television, and modern theater. It's used in the movie Raising Arizona, which I love, and also my dad loves. That's a fun fact for you guys. Nick Cage looks awesome in that movie, and I want what they have in that movie. That's all I'll say. Really good movie. Coming up, we got Sunday, Earl Sweatshirt, Frank Ocean. I don't know if he's listening. Got a really close friend. This is his, like, least favorite song off Doris. If he's listening, I think he should take whatever he's listening on and break it over his head, because that's a bad take.
I know it don't seem difficult to hit you up, but you're not passionate about half the shit that you into, and I ain't having it, and we both know that. I don't mean to offend you, I'm just focused today, and I don't know why it's difficult to admit that I miss you, and I don't know why we argue, and I just hope that you listen, and if I hurt you, I'm sorry. The music makes me dismissive. When I'm awake, I'm just drifting. I'm not complaining, it's just to say that I stay pretty busy lately. I could be misbehaving, I just hang with my niggas. I'm fucking famous if you forgot. I'm faithful despite all what's in my face, in my pocket. And this is painfully honest. And when I say it, I vomit. On cloudy days when I'm salty, I play the hate to the logic. State to state for the profit, it ain't a stain on me, nigga. My mama raised me a prophet, I play for dollar incentive. And where I'm walking is studded, and half retarded, I stumble to where she parked when she visit. I grab the bottle and chug it, I see the car in the distance. I know the dark isn't coming, for the moment, if I could hold it. You see, it seems that all my dreams got dimmer when I stop smoking pot. Nightmares got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. And loving you is a little different, I don't like you a lot. You see, it seems like
I'm coming back, I gotta handle business. Vanished to my sleeper seat, left you at Terminal 3. I meet you down in baggage claim in a couple weeks, a fortnight. When you parade my homecoming, don't cry. You know I can't live in any place I visit. To live and die in L.A., I got my Fleetwood Mac. I could get high every day, but I be sleepy, OCD, and paranoid. So, give me Bali Beach, no Molly, please. Palm, no marijuana trees. Yo, hickeys on my aorta. And tattoos you could only see when I'm playing surfboarder. Put whiskey in that salt water. I emptied every canteen just to wear that straight edge varsity you think's cool. They thought me soft in high school. Thank God I'm jagged. Forgot you don't like it rough. I mean, he called me a faggot. I was just calling his bluff. I mean, how anal am I gonna be when I'm aiming my gun? And why's his mug all bloody? That was a 3-on-1. Standing ovation at Staples. I got my Grammys in gold. Polka dots on my Brit. I'm not supposed to be stunting. It's all melodic, this song. I catch this vibe in my sleep. But I'm just jet lagged as all and restless. All my dreams got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. Nightmares got more vivid when I stop smoking pot. Loving you's a little different. I don't like you a lot. I mean, fuck. I don't know what we're about. What good is West Coast weather? If you're bipolar, if I'ma need this sweater, I'd rather be where it's cold. Where it snows. See how it goes. I put the flowers in bowls. I know they're coming in droves. You'll only miss when it goes.
Yeah, I think that's it.
When it goes.
Sunday, Earl Sweatshirt, Frank Ocean. Am I loud enough? I think I am. I know I had something to say, and then I get too deep into my phone, scroll too far on Twitter, and then, you know, it's like, you know, in one ear out the other. Generally got much to talk about. Called my mom earlier. Seeing her for the first time since, like, August in a week, so that's cool. Hi, Mom. Nothing much. Saw my dogs. They all look pretty dumb, like they usually do. You know, why do some dogs, like, have smelly breath and the others don't? They all should be eating, like, about the same stuff. I don't know. If I own a dog when I'm older and have smelly breath, I'm not owning a dog anymore. You know, it's like, you know, if you had, like, a roommate with, like, perpetually bad breath, you know, you wouldn't want to live with them anymore. And, like, you're not going to be like, oh, you know, it's not that bad. You know, like it's some, like, you know, it's not like a personality flaw. You know, it's not like, you know, like, oh, I love my roommate even though he's, like, I don't know, like, I know he stays up too late or stuff like that. Like, you know. Yeah, this one's not really hitting, guys. I'm sorry. Coming up, song I really love, Going Home, Dinosaur Jr.
Seems you don't wanna be found. I'm better.
keep on screwing up hiding the volume. Going home, Dinosaur Jr. Next one should be the last song for the day. If I could talk for a bit, because I'm going to keep it playing while I'm gone. Yeah, I actually don't have much to say. Probably going to go get some dinner after this. Don't really know what I should get for dinner. Or where. I should definitely drink some water, because I'm definitely dehydrated. I have to do homework, too. What a wonderful life I lead. Maybe I'll put on football in the background. That'd be pretty nice. I don't know why I'm craving a milkshake right now. Strawberry. No, not vanilla strawberry, yeah. But thank you guys for listening. I don't know how many of you guys are here for me, but that doesn't matter. You listened. Hopefully. Players Association, 5 to 6 p.m. Instagram, players_association_. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. I haven't checked. But, yeah, I think I'm going to leave now. I'm going to play myself out with Sometimes by my buddy Valentine. This song's in Lost in Translation. Good movie, except Scarlett Johansson's 17 in it, which I don't like. But, yeah.